Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Hello, hello.
1, 2.
All the way live.
Hello.
All the way.
What's up, y'all?
Hello.
My name is Christian, and I'm a filthy animal.
You're a filthy animal.
You're a filthy animal.
Also a drug addict and an alcoholic.
Hey, and Christian.
Welcome to the Thought of the Day, Most High Show / Most High Media / Service Work for all of you who are listening.
That's right.
And today, joining me to my right is David C.
What's up, everybody?
Liz H.
Yes. Hello. I'm an alcoholic.
Andrew L.
Almost said K.
Yeah.
Almost said C. It was K or C, whichever one.
And today we're talking about the thought of the day. And it was an interesting thought of the day today.
Thought of today.
Yeah.
The interesting thoughts that we have throughout the days.
Yeah. And that's it's a part of a lot of people's daily disciplines is to read that. And it's just kind of some sort of, I think it comes from Betty Ford, Hazelden.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they have several of them. 365 of them.
For every day. They have a thought of every day.
Yeah, except for Sundays, because we don't recover on Sundays. So
nope.
Just, amen.
That's our day off.
That's our day off.
That's our rest day for everything.
For everything, yeah. And so we read that, and today we're going to be reading it. Actually, Liz is going to be reading it, and then we're going to talk about it like we know what we're talking about.
Right.
So, Liz, would you do the honors?
Yes. All right. So, thought of the day for August 27th is, we must be willing to make amends to all the people we have harmed. We must do the best we can to repair the damage done in the past. When we make amends, when we say, I'm sorry, the person is sure to, at least to be impressed by our sincere desire to set right the wrong. Sometimes people we are making amends to admit their own faults, so feuds of long-standing melt away. Our most ruthless creditors will sometimes surprise us. In general, we must be willing to do the right thing, no matter what the consequences may be for us, having made a sincere effort to make amends to the people I have harmed.
Mm. Nice. That's all easy stuff.
Man, this is...
Whoever believes that, you're in for a ride.
Yeah. Well, I did a little research. I broke down this word amends, right? And so it breaks down to free from faults, to set right. Now, what's I think more telling are the antonyms of the word. And the antonyms are deteriorate, neglect, tarnish, and other ones like that.
Mm. And antonyms are the opposite of the word, right?
Yeah, it is. Hey, you get a cookie at the end of the show.
I had to make sure because I was like, what?
Yeah.
What?
So, which I thought was really telling because that is our relationships, right? Mm-hmm. All our relationships were deteriorating. We were neglecting them.
Mm-hmm.
And we were tarnishing them with our bullshit, basically,
mm-hmm.
right?
Lying, manipulating,
yeah. cheating,
avoiding,
stealing.
Yeah.
All that.
Yes.
Is also, I think there were more antonyms to amends as all those things.
Yeah.
Some way.
And so this concept to amend is to go back. And, you know, we're talking about relationally to other humans. But also institutions and governments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Has anybody had to make an amends to a institution?
No.
I have. I mean, I had to make amends to the courtroom. Like, so what happens is when you get sentenced and you plead guilty, you kind of, like, admit to it. And then in that, there's like an apology in there. There's a, but I don't know. At that time, it was more of a process thing. as far as it wasn't a really a sincere thing. Like the lawyer got you, hey, you say this part, you say you did everything and that you are sorry to the county and the state and the yada, yada, yada.
So that's not an amends, bro. That's pleading guilty. that's called pleading guilty.
But I was being accountable. I was admitting and trying to say, you're owning hey, it. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the most sincere apology.
Yeah.
You know.
It was like, oh, I'm in trouble.
I'm just trying to like, I hope they give me what they said they were going to give me.
Yeah.
I hope the judge don't jack me up.
Yeah. What about you, Liz? What are some a significant amends that you can share?
Well, I made amends to my family, my brother, my mom, and my dad, all at the same time.
Did you take them out for crab legs?
No, I actually took them out to Athens and Roswell for Euros. Is that how you say that word? Gyros.
Gyros.
Euros.
Euro. Gonna get it in gold, bro.
Because they all love euros. Anyways, but that's besides the point. When I made amends to them, it was really interesting because it was like so awkward. Because when I first heard about what amends were, it was like you go in and you correct your wrongs. It's like not about saying you're sorry. It's about admitting where you messed up.
Yeah.
And that's something that is really hard for an alcoholic, especially for me. When I did it, I was probably like 3 months sober.
Mm. Wow.
So I didn't have that true like experience yet.
Yeah.
But I don't know, just sitting there and like telling them like, hey, this is where I lied to you. Hey, this is where I cheated. Hey, this is where I stole. And then them just look back at me and be like, it's okay.
Hmm.
Was probably the first moment I like actually felt relief from my past. And I mean, I know today a lot of more of amends have come up for them. And I'm actually looking at that right now, but that was probably the first significant amend I made, so far in my recovery.
You know, they say that whenever you make amends, one of the worst things that you can do is try to be a predictor of the reactions,
mm-hmm.
right? Do you feel like when you did that, I mean, you have your whole family there, right?
Yeah.
Did you have any idea what was going to be the response from a group of your loved ones whenever? Did you feel that they were going to like forgive you, or did you feel it was going to be hot, you know, the collar type stuff, or?
I figured that they were going to be understanding.
Mm.
I didn't know if they were going to truly forgive me or if they were going to accept the things that I had to say, but I knew that they would understand.
Wow.
That was an expectation that I kind of had, but I already knew because I know my family.
Right.
And they were very supportive of my recovery. So that was an expectation that was just kind of already inherited.
Yeah.
You know?
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah. Costa?
Oh, it's on me.
With the most stuff.
This is so weird. I'm going to be turning the camera to myself.
There you go. Good shot.
It's look a good at that. Angle.
Yeah, shot, man. You're natural.
You know?
You have control over your angle. I'm jealous.
You have better? An iPhone, like what, 11?
Pro.
Pro Max.
Yeah, so I, of course, made amends to my parents multiple times, right? And I hate to say that, but, you know, I've messed up since I made amends to him the first time. I did some things since I made amends to him the first time. But the hardest amends that I had to make was honestly to myself.
Because
it was so hard for me to, like, actually forgive myself.
Mm.
For, like, all the messed up things that I did, all the lies that I told, all the secrets that I held in. Like, and the secrets weren't even that much. It was like, oh, you did that? Cool. Like, so if plenty of other people, you know, but I'm like the hardest critic on myself than anybody else is. So me forgiving myself was like extremely, like, there's still days where I'm like, why did I do that?
Yeah.
Like, I hate myself for it.
What was that process for you, just look in the mirror and be like, yo, bro, sorry, bro.
There was a time like that, but, no, it was more just living amends. Yeah. You know, and it was trying to do the best that I could every single day. It was when I found myself doing something wrong, catching it, you know, and really just being honest about where I was at.
Yeah.
And just letting, and that's part of what, like, my inventory helped me do, was, like, it was a way for me to make amends to myself.
Yeah.
You know, it was a way for me to get all my secrets, all my insecurities, all my lies, all my, just everything out there.
Yeah.
And then once I did that, I felt so free.
That's a little bit the step 10 is too, right?
Yeah, 10, mm-hmm. 10 is pretty much the same thing also.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a daily inventory. Which I think really, like, that kind of, and I never really looked at it like that. You know, like, looking at it as, like, as step 10 as, like, making amends to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's really what it is.
Yeah. You know? And you're a constant step 10 guy.
Yeah, you always got to.
You are. Definitely.
Yeah, like, I try
you
to.
You always check yourself.
You know, but I try to.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not easy. It's never easy. I don't think anything in recovery is really easy. It's all simple. It's all simple stuff.
It's not easy. It's very uncomfortable.
No, it's difficult. Especially when you go from, like, living one way to having to find the willingness, like we were talking about the other day in that other video. If you checked it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is also actually, but if you checked it out on the Most High Media app available everywhere. Sorry, shameless plug.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, it was just making amends to myself was the hardest thing for me to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Christian?
Yeah.
On you now, man.
No, I had to, you know, I like to, I have to nurture my inner child. So sometimes I just go to Chuck E. Cheese. And I just order a cheese pizza, and I just play in the
ball pit.
Beep, beep, beep. And then I got kicked out, and they were like, "Dude, you can't come here and do that." I'm like, "I'm healing, I'm making an amends. I'm healing my inner child."
You don't know how much drugs
I'm, like,
and alcohol
beating
took
up kids
away.
In there. I'm like, "Get out of here! This is my ball pit." yeah, I think one amends in particular was years after. It was probably 6 years, and I realized, you know, I kind of made an amends to my employer, who afforded for me to be able to go to rehab. They kept my job open. They paid me while I was there, and I was getting my oil changed, and I just had this thought. It was like, did I really, though? Like, to what you said, it's not just saying sorry.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's saying, I did some things. And how can I repair that? What can I do to make that better, right? And in some cases, you know, because that's the thing, is like, I'm admitting the harm that I caused.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much the action I took.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, I'm sorry I was running around doing dope all the time and X, Y, and Z. Like, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
It's about coming to, and it took me years to come to that realization. And went, and I think it was come from running my own business,
mm-hmm.
that I was like, oh, I see the harm I did to him because I was out there getting high. And so I called him and said, hey, what's up? You know, I just really want to give you an opportunity to just to tell you that, you know, I'm sorry for what I did,
right.
And I want to make it up to you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
How can I make it up to you? And he said, that's good. It's no problem. It's all good. It's all good, player. It's all good. And I was like, okay, cool. Well, then a couple months later, he hit me up. He's like, I got this radio show I'm doing, and I need a theme song. And I want to redo this one song. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that we used to do. And so he was like calling in his amends.
Right.
And he's like, he didn't say, like, and I ain't paying for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it
yeah.
was, like, it was implied, right?
Right.
So yeah. I called up my boy, and I said, hey, can you help me make this track? And we did, and it was dope. And we sent it to him, and he's used it on a show. And that's, like...
That's really cool, because that's a good reaction, and you're able to, like, you make amends, and you're able to see it out
yeah.
the whole way. Because a lot of... You don't know what the response is going to be, and for somebody to... set like a legit expectation on mm-hmm. that amends is really cool, because it has the ability to, like, become fruitful, right?
Yeah.
You can make something happen with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's key too. Is it's about repairing the harms that I've done. And recently I've been going through the steps, and I just finished 9, 10 now. And that was the key thing that I really noticed for myself, is that I probably for the first time really had empathy for the people in my life.
Yeah.
At 8 or almost 9 years sober, I was like, finally experienced legit empathy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, that probably messed you up, you know, like to my kids or whatever. Like,
right.
Yeah, I probably affected your self-confidence. I probably affected your identity in some sort of way. And then it's like, okay, how do I amend for those harms? Well, that's not a conversation. That's, I have to change.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's about amends is an action move, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You verbally say it. Like, one of my biggest character defects is like, I can use like, I'm sorry in a really twisted, bad way. Like, I can say sorry and I do not mean it at all.
Yeah.
Right. It's like,
it's evil. Sorry you're upset.
Yeah. I'm totally wrong. It's all my fault. I apologize. Right.
Yeah.
And then I'm dishonest about it whenever I'm getting called out about it.
Right.
I'm like, no, I mean it, man. No, I'm sorry for what I did to you. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's really hard. It's, you know, it's a big time personal problem I have, because, you know, it's hard for people to decipher that for me when I do apologize and I do want to make amends, you know. So it's like something that I tried to work on
yeah.
a lot, you know. And but it is about action. And like, you know, whenever you said government, the first thing that I'm not taking it back, but, you know, to me, empathy and amends, like, I think empathy, like true empathy has like world healing.
Yeah.
It has the possibility to heal.
Yeah.
It's like one of the most healing things, to be able to put yourself in somebody's shoes and yeah. to be able to apologize sincerely, you know, just imagine if like, you know, the leaders of that lead over us, you know, not to be all political, but if they would actually say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And like, mean
it. Change.
Yeah.
So much. But they're trained never to apologize.
Oh yeah.
You know, but I'm off of it.
I heard in a meeting recently that kind of changed my point of view on the whole saying I'm sorry. This guy in this meeting said, saying you're sorry without changing is the biggest form of manipulation out there.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, crazy. I'm writing that in my book.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, oh my God, I've never seen it like that. And I thought about it and I was like, how many times? I was like sitting there. I was like, I've said sorry so many times and didn't change anything. I just said sorry to like please the person that mm-hmm. like I hurt, or to please me, to make me feel better about
right.
a situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was totally just manipulating, you know, trying to get some type of validation or
yeah.
some type of like attention. And it changed my whole perspective on amends, because
yeah.
I was like, well, if I'm going to sit there and like admit my wrongs and then apologize for them, if I'm not changing them, why am I sitting there in the first place?
Yeah.
You know, like that's why it's so important for us to do all the steps leading up to that.
Mm. Right.
Because like without all of that, there's no reason to go sit in front of somebody and say, I'm sorry.
Right.
Cause I know like in my early recovery, I hit up this ex-boyfriend of mine actually on Instagram. Cause I saw the step in the room that was like all about amends. And I was like, I know the amend that I'm going to make. Without talking to anybody, I just hit up this guy on Instagram, made this whole paragraph long amends to him. And, I mean, the reason I did it is because I wanted attention.
Yeah.
I wanted some validation. I wanted someone to be like, you're doing a good job.
Right.
And I was in no place to be making amends, but I did it. And actually he never responded, which is what I deserve, because I self-willed my amends.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And something I've also learned recently is that it's so important to have like a very competent sponsor when it comes to making amends.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be able to truly walk you through those amends and truly like help you like with the willingness to do them.
Yeah.
Because you know, when you're going into that, someone, you have God, obviously, but you also have that one individual in your life that has your back.
Right.
And so, yeah, that's like something and that was going through my head.
Yeah. And they can call you on your bullshit too.
Oh yeah.
Right. And they can go,
you're attention seeking with the cement, you know?
Yeah. Right. Is that really an immense, but I think it's important. What you said is that it is where it's at in the order of the steps, right? Mm-hmm. It's after you ideally, conceptually, it's after you've made some sort of reconciliation between you and a higher power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's after you've internally cleared through the wreckage of the past.
Yeah.
And you've confessed that to somebody else. And then what's interesting is there's the step right before that, right? Which is became willing.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like they know what they were doing when they put these things together
very well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're right, like that.
Shout out Bill.
Yeah. Shout out Bill.
And Bob.
And Bob.
And all the others.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Abby too. I'll shout out Abby too, you know. But it is like it's kind of a profound experience that we have to do this internal work before we are ready to truly go. It's this, what I haven't, you know, trust God, clean house, help others.
Yeah.
In that order. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us just don't do the house cleaning very well.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to get to this.
Right.
You know, I just want to feel better about myself. So I'm going to say sorry to everybody. So then I feel better. Mm-hmm. So then I can just go off on my, you know.
Is that manipulation?
It is. Yeah. It's exactly.
It's manipulating yourself too.
Right.
Which is what I always forget about, is that I'm sitting there manipulating and being delusional with myself.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm harming myself again.
Yeah.
And I have to go back and clean up that wreckage within myself again.
Again.
And it's like insanity.
Yeah.
You know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But hello, I'm an alcoholic. Welcome.
That's also the hardest part to realize, is that you're manipulating yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, like I'm often blind to like that I'm manipulating myself, that I'm lying to myself.
Right.
You know, like I don't put two and two together. I can tell when I'm lying to you. I can tell when I'm lying to you. I can tell when I'm lying to you. I know these things.
Yeah.
But when I'm lying to myself, I'm like, no, like I'm so easily manipulated by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That it's just.
Yeah.
Like it's hard to kind of recognize.
Yeah.
You know.
So the synonyms. Synonyms.
Synonymize.
Those are the similarities.
Okay. Synonymize.
Words that are closely associated. Modify.
Mm-hmm.
Adapt. Revise. Mm. And I think that's really good as well, because that's what we're doing in these relationships, mm-hmm. to whatever they are. We're modifying them, we're adapting, and we're revising it. And
right.
Especially for me, currently in this journey through the steps, my main focus is in my family unit, mm-hmm. right? That's just where God has, for me, has really put a lot of my attention and focus in, is in repairing those relationships. So it's modifying those relationships.
Right.
Right? Adapting them and revising them and changing
mm-hmm.
the way they are. And so, like the other day, you know, I have teenagers, so this is a madness. I'm trying not to cuss, so I'm like, madness
it's
is
hard.
Not accurate.
It's hard.
Madness is
it's
too
hard
mild.
Not to curse.
So, but my 14-year-old is, you know, she's had a meltdown because she's 14 years old.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And I just was like, I didn't take it personal. Of course, I wasn't there for the meltdown, but I just went up there and I consoled her and I just said, I know it sucks to be 14 sometimes. It does.
Yeah.
Like, what a blessing to be able to have that conversation.
Right.
Knowing where you've been.
Right.
And what could be.
Right.
That's
exactly
huge.
But I'm modifying.
Yeah. You're able to revise, to attempt to put some revision in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I mean, this is years in, right?
Yeah.
So it's taken me to the point of, like what you're saying, like this lying to yourself, manipulating yourself, you know, and then lying and manipulating to my higher power, mm-hmm. right? As if that's like even possible. But it does. It's kind of like this concept. My ego has taken years to just be beat into submission.
Because mm-hmm. that's how I feel.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm in like, you know, I feel like I'm in submission over all this. Like it's, I really don't know. I feel like even though that is a big a character defect is my sincerity of apologizing, but like my willingness to apologize and like change my actions to try to fix it or do it, get a redo. I believe I'm pretty open to trying to make anything about me better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think it's that willingness that really puts God, like when you're willing, God could really like, you know, make it awesome. You know, like, I was at a point in my life where I never, you know, I was not expecting my bridges to my loved ones, especially my children, to be fixed. Like I really screwed things up. Right. And I didn't have expectations of them like loving me back anymore because of how many times I screwed up. But God gave me that opportunity, you know, because I was willing. I was willing to like, you know, say I'm sorry and like change those things that I did wrong to them and try to be a better me. Yeah. You know, that was kind of like the action of my amends is to put myself in a place where I could be a positive influence. Maybe I can be there for them when they need me, you know, all those things. I can, you know, be the person to call. I'll have time for them. You know, I think I've apologized maybe one-on-one to all my kids, and that's a lot of apologizing. I got a lot of kids, right? So, you know, it wasn't like I don't know if I ever sent, I said, hey, I am really sorry for all the things I've done for you. I don't know if I've really had that moment with them, but I think through my actions, like my amends is changing myself, sincerely, at least attempting to change the bad into making it something good. And God is the one, my higher power is the one that like put it in effect in the right way for me and went beyond what I ever thought. Mm-hmm. It's a blessing that I'm sitting here right now, man.
Yeah.
You know,
I have a question for you guys. Cause usually when I'm making amends, right? Like I don't normally say I'm sorry. Cause I feel like all the people that I needed to make amends to, I've said sorry to so many times that it's just kind of ridiculous to say I'm sorry again. So when I've made amends, I've never actually said, and I've even said that. I've been like, look, I'm not going to say I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But like what I'm trying to do is change, you know, and then I'll list off the things that I did wrong and that, you know, like I needed to do better, you know, like do y'all ever get that feeling of like, I'm just done saying sorry. Like I'm just going to kind of prove.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know,
that's like the point.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I never say I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like I say, I'm sorry. Like in the moment, you know, but when I'm like on my ninth step, when I'm
my
actually,
bad,
like,
was that your soul I crushed? Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Sorry.
My bad.
Like when I'm doing my 10th step, right? Like when I'm on, like, and I like hurt somebody, right? I'll like go back and be like, yo, I shouldn't have done that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but like when I'm actually like on my ninth step and I'm going through all these things and just in my inventory, all these things, like I try not to say I'm sorry. Because a lot of the people that I have heard again, unfortunately,
they've heard it before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and it's usually like my parents are usually on there.
Yeah.
You know, like my family's usually on there just because to me, it's kind of like they're the ones that are going to take my shit the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My nonsense.
Well, that's also where like having that like competent sponsor like will help with that because like you can talk it out like whatever. Yeah, I just saw you look at each other. So cute. But you know what I mean? Like having that sponsor that like will sit there and be like, well, like this is what you've done wrong and like blah, 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 blah. Like talk it out with you and then like give you some guidance.
Yeah.
It's very important to have that.
Yeah, I read somewhere that it's like a good idea to go. Each person you're trying to make amends, like that should be a discussion between your sponsor and your sponsee. Each one.
Yeah.
Kind of like in depth. Mm-hmm. That's why, you know, that's a process thing, man.
Well, this time for me, I went to a therapist and I did it with my therapist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I went over each person with him because my sponsor was like, you know, bro, you're messed up, dude. You need professional. No. I mean, sort of. He said that.
I get there.
He was like,
I'm going to call somebody for you.
He's like, you don't want to do this with someone who's got training.
You're totally helpless.
Yeah. But that's what I did. And I had to write a letter to each person.
Mm-hmm.
And that forcing myself to write that letter.
I remember that.
Yeah. And that was a gnarly season.
Yeah.
Because it does dread. It brings up those things.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, I'm still an addict.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, that still sounds good. How is this?
Yeah.
What am I doing wrong here? Like, how do I still like? So it was a process, and I had to get, you know, not to say I didn't have a competent sponsor, but that's, I do think like a thorough examination of it, mm-hmm, with somebody else before you go.
Yeah.
And do it.
Yeah.
Is key. Because, mm-hmm, they can say, yeah, maybe don't send that letter. And that was,
yeah, because there's a lot in that whole process too. Like there's another whole thing. It's like it's like a healing process for you.
Yeah.
But there's some other people,
yeah, involved.
Definitely affected
it
by
that. It
says
in the step, unless we harm them or others.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's why it's so important to talk that out with people, because you don't want to harm that person.
Right.
And also, like, if, say, you're going to make amends to, like, someone who, like, is married, or, like, you, like, slept with them or whatever, like, you don't want to go make that amend because, or, like, you could, but you also want to care about, like, the wife or, yeah, the husband. Or
their
what,
feelings.
Yeah. You want to make sure that, like, okay, right, you don't want to walk into this amend and, like, their significant other doesn't know.
Right.
Right, you know? And you're just like, I got to get this off my chest. I got to amend this.
Yeah,
all right.
And then you like cause all this wreckage them. Again. And then you got to like come back and do a nice step cool. again on them.
Yeah.
You know?
The house is burning down. You're just walking
yeah.
away.
Yeah.
Slow motion explosion behind you. Jean-Claude Van Damme's there like, what's up,
bro? You got a cool photo, though.
Right. Got a cool photo. That's my therapist said that, too. He's like, you know.
You got a cool photo?
You might not want to call. Like, they might not want to relive that.
Yeah.
Right.
Especially trauma.
Yeah.
Like if you've caused trauma Whoa. In someone's life, you got to be yeah. careful with that.
Right. And they're like, maybe you might not want to do that because they might not want to live that up. And then one of the things he said, you may feel tension.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you got to carry.
Mm-hmm.
You got to carry that tension.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the bed I've made, you know?
Yeah.
And that was... You know, this is a guy who's been doing this for years, and he knows, and so I trust him, and that's what I did, and so
yeah,
and that's part of it. So the principle behind this step, at least what they say, I've seen it written on a wall, and I wrote it down, is the 9-step principle is perseverance.
Perseverance.
As opposed to perseverance.
Perseverance.
Is that a word?
Is perseverance a word?
Do we know? Did we look it up?
I don't think we looked it up.
Look it up real quick.
Okay, look it up.
Look it up. Jamie. So, which I thought was interesting. Because mm-hmm. initially I was like, why is that the stat? Why was that the principle behind it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, David?
All I see is perseverance, so I don't think perseverance is.
Perseverance doesn't exist.
I think it's just somebody with dyslexia.
It's
or,
really
or dyslexia.
That's how you say it in French.
Well, I think you know. I think, like, you know, again, like willingness, right, and getting through that, you know, taking all the precautions that are necessary because it is such a powerful thing, and there's other people to that get affected and. Being able to, you know, deal with maybe a negative reaction, you know, maybe somebody not answering you, hanging up, not returning your, you know, IG message or whatever, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, and pushing forward through that, you know, allows you to get to the next step, you know? I think, you know, you have to be a strong person. Like, you have to build strength to do an action step. Like, okay, so I don't know if this is going to make sense along with this perseverance, right? But I know that I was able to, sober, I was able to apologize to my sister for, like, the bad influence I was, mm-hmm. right? And after she passed away, I was willing to like try to be just to do something, right? Mm-hmm. In an amends fashion, like do something that, and you know, I prayed about it. And when I first got into thinking about counseling, right, my whole thing was, I was really, when I first met you, I really wanted to do, which, you know, it's still on my mind a lot. I really wanted to like work on the fathers, right? The you know, fathers that are getting out of prison and, you know, on all that, like being able to help them move forward in life. But it, my amends got me, the process of like amending the wrongs that I did to my sister put me, you know, I think, you know, it was a higher power thing that got me directly into recovery. Yeah. Because that wasn't my thing. You know what I mean? I wanted to be helpful, like broadly helpful. But I think God.
In a general sense. Yeah. I'll help do the dishes every once in a while.
All that.
I'll take the trash.
All that help. I wanted to be a part of all that.
Right.
But I think my higher power tuned me into recovery. And when I do things and I'm able to help somebody, it really makes me, it gives like a healing thing to me. I feel like I'm doing this like in honor of my sister, you know. And I think that like that amends, it's very powerful. And it's, you know, there is a persevering aspect to it all, to keep doing it, to keep it going, you know. And but the healing part of it, whenever you do it, makes you stronger. It makes you able to persevere.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Am I like on some like Buddha type thing or something?
No, that's
I'm not trying to be like that.
You're floating.
Buddha makes sense, man.
Yeah, he does make
Buddha
a lot of
sense. Makes sense.
I'm not trying to be him though. What I'm
saying. You just look like him.
I do kind of.
You got a Buddha frog up there.
So
Liz, I don't know if I made any sense.
No, it's good. Yeah. It's good. Liz, what about you? The perseverance. Why do you think that's the principle behind the step?
Well, I have the definition over here.
Okay.
And it says,
she's looking stuff up too.
That's right.
Me over here also.
It says persistence in doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. Like when I think about this, like whole process of making amends, I mean, it's difficult, you know, it's like, okay, I'm going to do it even though it's uncomfortable. Yeah. I'm going to do it although I don't want to. It's that willingness that you were talking about. Yeah. Like I have to be willing to do these things. Mm-hmm. I don't have to be, I get to be, obviously.
Right, yeah.
God given, I'm given that. But, and then the other part where it's like delay in achieving success, it's that relief you're talking about. And so like from when I've done them, I didn't want to do it, but I did it and it was difficult to get there. I mean, heart racing, all the anxiety, all the butterflies, like what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then I did it. And when I walked away, I was happy. I was relieved. I was like, oh my God, am I a better person now? Do I look different?
And you're stronger.
Yeah. I felt stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I felt like what this means, you know, I felt like I actually knew what it meant to persevere through something that was so difficult. Cause I mean, you know, when I was getting drunk, admitting that I was wrong was like foreign,
right?
You know, like it was like, no, this person did that.
Right.
So that's why I did this. Or like, well, no, I promise I didn't egg this person's house. I was just a getaway driver, but like I drove them there, you know, like I was a part of the whole process.
Yeah.
And so like
you're curving everything in your addiction.
Yeah. You're dodging it, you know? And so then when you're like sitting there with like, with your inventory and you're like, woo, I definitely hurt a lot of people. And then you're like told, okay, so now we're going to go talk to these people. And it's like, wait, you just told me that I'm basically like a piece of garbage. And now you're telling me that I need to go not be a piece of garbage. And so I'm confused. But, you know, that I think that's why it's the principle for that, because it's so difficult.
Yeah.
But then you, and then if you delay it, you're missing out on so much.
Yeah.
You're missing out on those ninth step promises.
Yeah.
You know, which I, you know, is so important. I'm really amazed that I just said that. Whew. Because I know that from where I am in the steps right now that I haven't really achieved those ninth step promises like fully. And that's why I'm happy with where I'm at right now, because I'm strong, because I've already you know, kind of scratched the surface of some amends, but I'm about to dive deeper. And I'm like excited and terrified and like trying to just be like, okay, like this is where I'm at and be authentic. But this perseverance is what is going to get me through that process.
Yeah.
Just that principle and knowing that like I'm about to have that finally. And then the promises will follow along.
Yeah.
I like that.
I got some of the promises in the, just in the eighth step about this time around. I did get those, you know, the relief just in acknowledging, oh, I see how I hurt.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, okay. I get that. Andrew, what about you? What's this perseverance?
Perseverance. Let me make sure the angle's right. Hold on. All right. We're good.
For anyone who's just listening in audio, we're changing the
battery.
Oh yeah, we'll put that on chart. We're changing the camera angle, and I think we're gonna have to buy a lazy Susan here, because that would be really easy to just turn a little lazy.
Wait, what we should do is just get one of those 3D cameras and just put it in the middle,
and then
people can just
turn VR headset,
and then, and then just
like they're actually here.
Yeah.
Future is now. I'm gonna put this on
really
chart. So tell us about perseverance.
I can tell you about perseverance, but one thing that I was thinking about, right, was that I was thinking about it and I lost it.
You got this.
Perseverance. Perseverance. No, we're not editing this, man.
We live.
We're gonna make these people look at me and try and figure out these thoughts.
I got to edit out all my burps. Red Bull.
You can't even hear them.
Good.
What I was thinking about was that kind of like the willingness to just kind of do everything, right? And I know a lot of people that have a photobomb. I've heard a lot of people a lot of people relapse on their ninth step.
Oh, word?
Yeah. You know, and it's because of this perseverance. It's because of the willingness. It's because they're scared. It's a scary thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the most pressing and one of the most fearful, I guess would be the right word, steps. Right? Like you do your inventory, right? Which is cool. It's just between you, God, and your sponsor.
Yeah.
Right? Simple. That's all it's between, right?
It's
but then you're
simple.
Talking about
that is simple.
Yeah, but you know, it's
yeah, I get it.
You're doing
yeah.
that, right? And a lot of people relapse on that too. But then, like you were saying, like, oh, I just wrote out how I'm a piece of garbage. Then on your ninth step, you got to go tell those people that you were a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
You know, and it takes a lot more kind of energy. Like now you actually got to take the action to hit them up.
Yeah.
Now you got to actually take the action to call them, to go meet them, to go.
And be willing to do the. What is it, willing to do the right thing?
Yeah.
Whatever that is. If it's, yeah, I need you to make this track for me. Yeah. Or, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to need you to pay me back that money you owe me.
Mm. Thank God I've never had to do financial.
I need you to stay away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, think about the struggle of writing a letter like you did.
Right.
Like, what was that like? I mean, that took some perseverance to probably get to it, right? And do it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean,
yeah. Well, that
you're
that,
like writing out and looking and reading.
Right.
That's tough to look at, man.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. The process of writing it. But the exercise for me that the therapist gave me was to write one letter a day.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, don't write two letters. One a day for the next, I can't remember, it was like 12 or 14 that I had on this list here. And so I did. But my first year sober, I did amends in the way that I said, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and I tried to be better.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because, you know, that's a year. If you think about it, like, physiologically, like, my brain has barely begun to repair itself.
Yeah.
Right? Like, much less my soul and inner being. I'm still very much ego driven.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still very much, you know, this was me, my experience, right? But I know that some people have the experience quicker, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly.
Yeah.
Yep.
For me, it's been slowly.
Yeah.
But I just didn't get it. I didn't understand You know, I thought, well, that wasn't a big deal. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Why do I have to go say sorry? Like,
yeah,
that wasn't a big deal.
It might be a big deal to them, though.
Right. Exactly. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's like your motivation behind it, man. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if you know, like you said, you're not really there yet to where like the amends is, it might have the impact on who you're making amends to. But as far as like in your eternally, like, you know, some people are motivated by just completing the step.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to nine. All right, I'm sorry for this. I'm sorry for that. Da, 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 da.
And sometimes that's what you got to do. Yeah. That's it.
Right.
You just, and that's what I did. I just went through it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But that's why you don't. It's not like you just do the steps and that's it.
Yeah, it's not a one over.
Right.
It's not a one over.
We're on fourth time right now.
Yeah. Here. Yeah, right. And each time it's more revealing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And each time you become a little bit more who you really are.
Yeah.
Right?
You understand it more. You learn more about it.
Yeah.
It's a process, man. Yeah. You like, get with your sponsor. You rap about it. You know what I mean?
I'm like the most honest I've ever been in my recovery.
Yeah.
Right now.
Wow.
You know? And it's like, wait, where am I about to be in a year?
Right.
You know, because it's like, what? Like, I'm so honest right now. I'm like terrified of how honest I'm going to be by this time next year.
Oh, yeah. My wife is not, because I've been letting my wife in on some of the my craziness in my head now, because I'm a little more comfortable with who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And there's sometimes she'd be like, she always got her phone in her hand.
Yeah.
This, I'm going to pretend I'm her. She always got her phone in her hand. She goes,
yep.
Hey, Leslie.
She like, what the hell? Did you just
look out
say,
the top of her glasses? And she, what the? What the?
Yeah, yeah. But that's it. Like, there are some people who are just able to be themselves all the time.
What a blessing that is, man.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I got 20 hats on every single day.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It is. It's easy to play those roles. And, you know, it wouldn't be a podcast unless I brought up some sort of scripture, but I feel like I got to, because I just, I got to shout my boy Jesus.
Amen.
Because
Jesus.
He says,
give it up.
give it up.
I like quoting him. Okay.
Okay.
Because he's like the source, right? Like it's him.
Amen,
right?
Brother.
And so, but one of the things he says is like, when you're offering your gift at the altar, right? Which for them is very culturally for that day and age was a very normal thing.
Mm-hmm.
So this was for us. It's like, what, an altar? Like, what do you mean? Like, but it says when you're there offering your gift at the altar, and this is even gnarlier, and then recognize that someone has something against you.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Leave your gift on the altar. Go be reconciled. Then come back.
Mm.
And so Jesus is like, you want to reconcile to God? Cool. But if you're not reconciled to the people in your life,
wow, mm-hmm.
don't even do it.
Yeah.
Stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need this reconciliation because it's not true.
Yeah.
But when you go, and then the way it's worded too, it's when someone else got something against you.
Yeah.
Which is what this ninth step is. It's like, I probably created a resentment in you. Mm-hmm. I need to go fix that.
Yeah.
Then I can go offer my gift because I'm connected. You know, mm-hmm. it's love God, love people. And those two are connected. You can't, there's the same side of one coin. You can't have one without the other. You can't mm-hmm. be like, oh, yeah, I gave it all to God, which is good. You got to give it all to God.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's what I love about the steps, because the steps is like, slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Good. You gave it to God. Now go tell someone.
Right. But
now go fix this damage.
Yeah, we got some
you
stuff
did.
Going on.
Yeah.
Back here. Yeah.
You know, it's all about being spiritually cleansed and having communication with God.
Tiptoeing through the tulips.
Right, and all that. That's cool. But, yo, clean your backyard up too, man.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's pleasing to your higher power, in my opinion. That's my belief. That's putting that spiritual connection for the betterment of everybody else. That's service.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. If it's true, it's true, it's true, it's true.
Right.
Yeah. This is awesome. This has been really good. Great conversation.
This has been going by fast to me, man.
What time is it?
I don't know.
It's too fast.
But Liz, what a great addition. I love how you
Thank
share
you.
And
that
your
was
thoughts.
Awesome.
Seriously.
Thank you. Super sweet. I love that.
Andrew was like talking all kinds of trash about you. I was like, dude, come
on. I know.
On.
I was like, hold up. Just let her get it. On, man.
Do you have more men's to make? Actually, I have men's to make to you. We'll get there.
Yeah.
This is really weird. We won't do that live.
Live Facebook.
High five.
This gave me like goosebumps doing that, man.
I just going to turn up some of the music. Let's get some outro music going.
We gonna Most rap. High Media.
We gonna rap.
I don't Available think so, everywhere. Can you turn up the music? Yeah, yeah.
Check out the app.
Available.
Deuces.
In the App Store.
Thank you all for taking the time to listen to us, man. Yeah. I hope we were helpful to somebody.
If you need help, if you want to work the steps, if you feel like you skipped a step, you can message us directly on any of the platforms, Instagram, Facebook, at The Most High Show. Email contact@themosthighshow.com. And, you know, if we can't help you personally, we'll connect you with someone who can.
Yeah. NEA meetings, Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays.
Sundays.
I'm sorry. So not Saturdays. So Sundays.
Yeah.
It's a platform on Zoom. All you got to do is click on to get in. It's about anybody who is anonymous about anything, man. We're here to talk. We're here to fellowship. We're here to share. We're here to listen and be that shoulder for each other, man. It's a great place to be around 8 o'clock in the evening, Eastern Standard Time.
What words of wisdom do you have to part with for us, Liz?
God normally does for you what you can't do for yourself.
Mm. Yeah. That's right.
Boom.
And he ain't going to do what you could do for yourself, though.
Nope.
Bam.
But you better do that footwork.
Put it in.
Also, Amen. The outcome is always God.
This message has been brought to you. Oh, the outcome is always God.
Mm-hmm.
I heard recently, God gives you God.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Whenever I try to self-will something, the outcome is always God.
Yeah.
I really can't even get away from him
at this point. That's pretty mystical, actually.
Awesome. Well, I think it's, I think this whole thing is a God. I just told my mom today when I was coming to work, I said, you know what we're doing, Mom? I said, we're ending the stigma of God on The Most High Show.
Yeah. Let's do it.
You know what I mean?
Let's do it.
We're ending that stigma, man.
He's my homeboy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love it. Should be. All right. Is that it? Costa, you got anything burning desire?
Costa.
I'm chilling.
You good?
I'm chilling.
All right.
Thank you guys, man. Thank you, Christian, man, for having me. I love being here. This is where it's at, y'all.
Yeah. If you enjoy this content and you've made it this far, consider donating to The Most High Show, to Most High Media, Most High Ministries. We are self-sustaining, and every little bit helps. So consider go to mosthighmedia.org, click the donate button. You know, buy us a burrito.
There's some people out here that's really doing the footwork for those suffering in addiction and trying to help people maintain
recovery.
You get
fired up when the music came on.
Yeah, I get real, man. When the beat's on, I'm like, I wish I could rhyme, man. I'm getting real, you know.
I'm getting real.
Listen. If you're putting something in your pocket somewhere, right, and you want it to go to a good cause, like I said, there's people that's putting in footwork for people suffering in an addiction, and they're also trying to help, do their best to help people to maintain recovery, and that is The Most High Show. Mm-hmm. That is Most High Media. Mm-hmm. They're doing all that. Preach. So show some love, y'all.
Hey, we're doing all that, man. You're part of it too.
You know.
All right.
That's it. We're gonna end it. All right. Peace and blessings. Love y'all.
Love y'all, man. Love y'all.
Love y'all.